This would be a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, this could be a warning for anyone who likes to ditch line at a drive-thru, which I feel like it's kind of hard to do in a car, right?
1,000%.
Anyways, if you can manage to make it through the day without cutting in line at a drive-thru, then you're doing okay. Woman in L.A., she caught all this happening at an In-N-Out burger, which we don't have In-N-Out here. They're mostly a West Coast sort of hamburger chain, right?
Sure.
But it's apparently notorious for having long lines. It's very popular. It usually takes about 30 minutes or more, which I'm like, that ain't fast food.
No, that's not fast food at all. That's slow food.
Yeah, so apparently there was a guy that cut in front of a bunch of cars at this restaurant. He was two cars ahead of this lady, and they took his order anyway. So when it was her turn, she actually asked if they saw what he did.
Everybody's waiting in line on this side street. There's so many cars in line. This silver Toyota cuts everybody right at the corner of the side street in the driveway. And I see it all happen. The staff still takes their order and everything. That guy just cut everybody. There's no way. So when it was my turn to order, I placed my order and then I was like, by the way, like, that silver Toyota cut everybody in line. He's like, oh yeah, I saw them do that.
Yeah. They're like, oh yeah. So check what happened. They added what's called a home run to his order. Like maybe it's just a line item or whatever, but that's a special code known within at least that restaurant.
Okay. What does it mean?
It means that you don't get your food right away.
They put like a home run note is what he called it, which basically means that they're going to take his order, but they'll tell him to pull out, put his blinkers on in the front, and then they're just going to take way longer to make his order, as if he were to wait in line anyways. I love In-N-Out so much.
That's so great.
So
they're like, oh, sure. And so they don't know that right. They're being retaliated against.
Yes. Yes.
By the restaurant.
I guess the restaurant would have to catch that person doing that.
Right.
But so they're like, yeah, your order's not quite ready yet. Just go on up, put your blinkers on, and we'll get it out to you.
Uh-huh. Like, meanwhile, they're going to watch everybody just sail right on through with their orders.
Yep, exactly.
And he's going to be sitting there fuming, like, oh, my order wasn't that complicated. What's going on? And get all frustrated, just the way that he frustrated the entire
line. Right, exactly. Yes. Exactly. So, again, I don't know if line ditching at a drive-thru is your thing. I feel like it's kind of hard to do.
That's really difficult to do. There's a lot of like narrow drive-thrus in the area. Like, I don't, logistically, it's not.
And I don't know, I don't know how many drive-thrus spill out onto the street unless it's like a grand opening or something. But I could see maybe if it spilled out onto the street, someone like wedge in there from the street.
Yeah.
But I feel like at least the people around these parts aren't going to let you in if you're just trying to, excuse me, can I just scooch in? It's like, no. Back there. Line's back there, buddy.
Yep.
Line's back there. So again, that's a little setting the bar story. I don't know if you were planning on trying to ditch. At least know that the restaurants, or at least In-N-Out, is on to you.
Listen, if there's going to be a long line, I'm just pulling in and going inside the restaurant.
I go inside.
You're gonna get it faster.
Yeah, I go inside.
That's a solution.
That's right. That's your Saturday the Bar story on 99.7 EJX.